Prayer for Persecuted Christians, a compilation.
Remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Hebrews 13:3. It may be surprising, but Christian persecution around the world is one of the biggest human rights issues of this era. A woman in India watches as her sister is dragged off by Hindu nationalists. She doesn't know if her sister is alive or dead. A man in a North Korean prison camp is shaken awake after being beaten unconscious. The beatings begin again. A woman in Nigeria runs for her life. She has escaped from Boko Haram, who kidnapped her. She is pregnant, and when she returns home, her community will reject her and her baby. A group of children are laughing and talking as they come down to their church's sanctuary after eating together. Instantly, many of them are killed by a bomb blast. It's Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. These people don't live in the same region or even on the same continent, but they share an important characteristic. They are all Christians and they suffer because of their faith. While Christian persecution takes many forms, it is defined as any hostility experienced as a result of identification with Jesus Christ. In just the last year, there have been over 340 million Christians living in places where they experience high levels of persecution and discrimination. 4,761 Christians killed for their faith. 4,488 churches and other Christian buildings attacked. 4,277 believers detained without trial, arrested, sentenced, or imprisoned. These numbers are heartbreaking, and yet they do not tell the whole story. James 1, 2-4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." That joy is what we see when we hear and work with Christians all over the world who suffer because they serve Jesus. God cares for His people, and He will never leave or forsake them. When we read headlines about people groups being persecuted for their faith, it may seem, at first glance, that there's nothing we can do. After all, in many cases, we live thousands of miles away and we often feel overextended in just managing our own families and responsibilities. Nevertheless, our hearts yearn for a way to ease the hardship of Christians who are discriminated against, harassed, unjustly arrested, beaten, imprisoned, or even killed by regimes who oppose Jesus Christ. One of the most powerful ways to support Christians facing hardship, of course, is prayer. In Ephesians 6:18, for example, Paul instructs believers to be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. In the next two verses, Paul requests more specific prayer for himself as he faces persecution. "Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should." Open doors. Sadly, relatively few people are aware of just how severe and widespread the opposition to Christianity is. But regardless of how the world does or doesn't respond to such reports, we as Christians should be concerned for our brothers and sisters in Christ who face persecution. The author of Hebrews reminds us, "Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body." One important way we can remember those who are persecuted is by praying for them. We may not know most of their names or their stories, but we share a bond with them in Christ that is stronger and more profound than our closest relationships with unbelievers. We should pray that persecuted Christians will continue to cling to Christ and to follow Him regardless of the cost. Gratefully, the perseverance of God's people is not ultimately dependent on their power or their faithfulness. It is God's power and faithfulness that keeps them secure. We want them to be confident that nothing can separate them from God's love, not even death. We should pray that persecuted Christians would be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. It may be that the Lord will use the persecution of his people as the dark backdrop that makes the light of the gospel stand out all the more. What better way to put on display a Savior who suffered faithfully for the salvation of his people? Jesus invites us to continually come to God asking for justice. Surely we ought to pray this way for our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, asking God to put a stop to the cruelty and injustice of their persecutors. God's people can love their enemies and seek to win them to Christ, even as they look forward to the day when God vindicates his people. This is, after all, part of what it means to pray, "Your kingdom come," and "Come, Lord Jesus." David Burnett. Because the New Testament was written to persecuted believers, it is filled with examples of how to pray for our brothers and sisters under attack. Here are five examples from Ephesians. Please pray persecuted believers would know the hope God gives. Pray the Holy Spirit would strengthen them. Please pray persecuted believers would know how much God loves them. Pray they would know how to share the gospel. Please pray persecuted believers would fearlessly tell others about Jesus. Along with the example prayers in the Bible, there are some practical needs that persecuted believers would love your prayers for. Please pray persecuted believers would have access to a Bible. Pray they have the courage to remain in their homeland. Please pray for believers who have been rejected by family and friends. Pray that God would surround them with a new Christian family who loves them and supports them emotionally and physically. Pray for God to be an advocate for women who are socially vulnerable or have lost the custody of their children because of their faith. Please pray that God would provide persecuted believers with jobs and safe places to live. Evangeline Virgo. As for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. 1 Samuel 12:23. Most of us can practice our faith in peace, but that is not the case for many believers around the world. According to one organization which ministers to persecuted Christians, as of 2021, there were over 300 million Christians who experience high, very high, or extreme levels of persecution. This means that 1 in 8 Christians live where Christianity is illegal, forbidden, or punished. Our suffering brethren need our support in prayer. Peter Amsterdam. My people in many countries are truly suffering and paying a high price for their faith. I do answer prayer, and I will use your prayers to give them the strength, grace, and wisdom to overcome during their hour of great trial. So much can be done as my followers around the world unite in spirit, utilizing my power and love to support your brothers and sisters in their time of need. Please don't neglect to pray. Jesus. Promises for the persecuted. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And the Bible tells us, "His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. To order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever." God's kingdom never did a wrong thing or fought a wrong war or persecuted the poor or oppressed the weak or polluted the earth. His kingdom is trying to save the world, stop the wars, relieve the poor, feed the hungry, heal the sick, and liberate the captives who are bound. But Jesus warns us that in this world you will have tribulation, and blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Jesus was terribly persecuted and finally crucified for telling the truth and showing God's love to the world. And he warns us to expect the same. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But he also tells us, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets which were before you." If we suffer for Jesus' sake and the gospel's, we shall also reign with him. David Brantberg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.